Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, what is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday Sunday sermon. How about that? For those of you just tuning in, if this is your first time, here's what I would do. I would hit the stop button on your player. I would rewind any of the other 3,000 podcasts, the last 300 of which are on iTunes, and there's thousands on my website at everydaysaturday.com. Unless you are a Christian, and this show is not just for Christians, but every Sunday, I try to share a sermon that's on my heart, being a man of faith. And so I don't want you to think that, oh my God, I plugged into this guy and he's going to preach to me about God of all things. So I just want to give kind of the warning. Now, those of you that are regular listeners, you know, hey man, this guy believes in the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let it rip, Sammy boy. Give us your take on the word for about 5 or 10 minutes. I'm all about that life. All right, just want to give that warning out there to you. My name's Sam Crowley, so let me hit the reset button because we have so many new listeners. Gave the boss the middle finger on May 6, 2005. How's that for a Christian? And went for my dream, went broke. But I managed to launch this little podcast here that's gotten 17 million downloads called The Everyday Saturday Show. And my whole goal in life is to help you realize a lifetime of Saturdays, whatever Saturday looks like for you, man. For me, it was being a dad. You know, my dad was a deadbeat, left the family at 3 months old, my mom to raise 8 kids by herself. And yeah, it's kind of how it went when I was a kid. But you, your Saturday, you might not have had that kind of an upbringing. Maybe it was, rock star status. And now you want to live a life of significance. You're not really interested in 40 years to a company and getting the gold watch and being put out the pasture. Maybe you want to launch a movement. I mean, look, whatever that looks like to you, okay? But what you need to understand is that everybody's got an expiration date, all right? Your life as well. So please, spending every day doing something that you really don't want to do, it's not really a quality life, man. God wouldn't want that for you. Speaking about a Sunday sermon, God would not want that for you. But Sam, my dream, I don't know how to get after it. I'm not even sure I might fail. Well, so what if you fail, man? Here's a funny story. Last night, Saturday night, I'm trying to figure out how to run our Saturday night service at church, which is kind of in a little part of the church. It's a chapel. It's not in the big congregation, big sanctuary where, you know, it fits probably 1,000 or 1,500 people, but in the little chapel. So, boy, haven't services gotten really techno these days? You know what I mean? You got the PowerPoint, you've got the words, you got the band, and I was running the board. I was running sound last night, which is hilarious because there's a better than average chance I can't get my DVR to work at home, you know? And so me running a soundboard, a mixer with all these different inputs and outputs, and also running the PowerPoint and doing mic checks with the singers, I mean, it was hilarity. And I was left there alone last night because the regular guy couldn't get there and the person that runs the show. And he was texting me, super supportive, man, just really supportive, trying to help me out. But here's the good news. Everything failed. Everything failed. I didn't know how to do anything. And you, let me tell you, that was the greatest thing ever. And a couple of people were like, hey, man, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm like, this has been amazing because everything that could have possibly have gone wrong and didn't work happened. So I had to figure out how to get it to work. And that's the only way you learn. It's the only way. And they're like, dude, that's like the greatest attitude I've ever heard anybody have. I'm like, that's exactly my point. I mean, I would have never learned had I shadowed somebody, which is what I did the week before. You can't learn by shadowing somebody. You can't learn by, you know, watching or somebody do something or reading it on a piece of paper. You might learn a little bit about watching the video, but you still got to do it. And so yesterday when I set up and it was everything going wrong, it's the only way I learned. And let me tell you something. If you're afraid to fail, if that scares you, you'll never find success. And I get a kick out of people like, well, God wants me to be successful. He doesn't want me to fail. God already knows what's going to happen, dude. He already knows you're going to make really bad decisions like I do 99% of the time. He already knows that. But what he hopes is that you'll have faith in him to see it through. What he hopes is that you'll take that seed that he planted in your mind, that special gift that you have, and you'll continue to harness that. He knows that the enemy is attacking you every single day, but he also knows that the enemy only has one trick, and that's to lie to you, to tell you that you're not good enough, that, yeah, your upbringing is going to hamstring you from finding any kind of success, that there's people out there plotting against you, or that you're too dumb, or you can't talk. I mean, look, I've had people literally tell me, my boss at the Bradford Parks Department, it was my summer job when I was cleaning up. I would mow lawns, me and a crew, and me and my, two of my buddies, we'd go around in the summertime, Bradford, PA. This was the summer of 86 and 87. And we would go around mowing lawns, all the different parks, picking up garbage. And I broke a mower one day, and he said, you know what, Crowley? You're stupid from the ankles up. I'm like, wow. There's not too much more of the body to be dumb than from the ankles up. Huh. And he thought it was cool. He thought it was funny. He embarrassed me in front of everybody there. And that was the only way he could communicate, was by cutting you down in front of other people, which is cool. I just laughed it off. I didn't care. Like, I laughed. I actually thought it was funny. Like, damn, that's a good one. I have to use that. I never did end up using it ever. But I've used it on this podcast as an example a lot. Hurting people hurt people. Would you agree with that statement? Hurting people hurt people. And I didn't know all this back then. Back then, I just thought the guy was an ass, you know. I'm like, ah, you know, what a jerk he is. But now that I know, I'm 51 years old, I know that that guy had a really probably crappy life, and he was just taking it out on anybody. See, God doesn't want you to have a crappy life. God wants you to live a life of prosperity, a life of abundance, but there's going to be storms in your life, and he'll never leave you. You know, through my bankruptcy, or through the loss of our first child, Matthew, that we delivered at 20 weeks, or through our, you know, another miscarriage that we had, even through what we went through with Susan for 5 years, you know, 221 of her very first days spent at Children's Hospital. God never left us. And that's why the difference between what I do, and people are like, oh, you're a motivational speaker. No, I'm here to share the good news with you. All right. Once a week, I get an opportunity to share my faith in Jesus Christ with you. And people are like, dude, why are, you know, what you just seem like a regular guy. You know why? Because I find power in the name of Jesus. I find power and refuge and strength in the name of Jesus. I don't find power in the name of Tony Robbins, okay? I don't find refuge and strength and power in the name of, you know, Gary Vee or Grant Cardone or Oprah Winfrey. I don't find that. Those individuals are very talented individuals. And you know what? They've taken their God-given gift, everyone I just mentioned, including 100,000 other people, and they've harnessed the power of that. Now, some of them prey on people. You know who I'm talking about. Okay, not Tony, by the way. I'm not bringing up Tony. And I'm not even going to mention names of people, but you know the snake oil salesmen who motivate you so they can prey on you. All right? That's not cool. That is actually the enemy using their gift through them to take from other people. But if you are in a tough spot right now, because you're going into a crisis, or you're in the middle of one, or you're coming out of one, and if you're not, you're lying, okay? And you know that you can find power in the name of Jesus. That's what my wife and I do constantly, you know, when tough times find us. And so people always try to, you know, reconcile that. Well, how are you a motivational speaker, and yet, you know, you give all the credit to God? I'm like, how can you not be, you know? I am not somebody people go to say, Sam, solve all my life's problems. People don't come to me, you know, they don't find power in the name of Sam Crowley. They want, you know what they want from me? They want clarity. They've got a message they want to share with the world, and they want to clarify what that message is, because they don't know what it is. Like, I'll ask people, what is it that you do? I don't know. Or they'll tell me all this gobbledygook that what they think they should be spewing out there about what they saw at some seminar, and it's not even close to what they do. And we take all that gobbledygook, me and the client, and we narrow it down to one sentence. This is what you do. Now go build a movement around that, because now you're ultra clear on what it is that you do and the result that you provide. Now go build a movement. Go get people to believe in you. And this is how you get people ethically to believe in you and only work with people who believe in you. Don't try to beat the fish into the boat. There's way too many qualified people out there that want your service, that want your talent, that want your intellectual property. But when times get tough, okay, those individuals should not be looking to you to save their life. There's only one individual that can do that, okay? Jesus. And that's it. That's why I talk about this on my sermon every Sunday, to recalibrate myself as well as my listeners, to let you know where I'm coming from, why I feel like I cannot have a bad day that's going to last forever and ever, because at the end of the day, I lay all my problems at the feet of God. And look, whether you're going through a bankruptcy, a divorce, a bad health diagnosis, or anything like that, a YouTube video isn't going to help you. Okay? A YouTube video isn't going to help. Only one thing is going to help you, and that's putting it at the feet of God. That's why I do this podcast every Sunday, is to remind you and to remind myself, quite honestly, selfishly, to remind myself, this is how you get your week back to a really good place. You know, so you're not going to find power in a YouTube video or a TEDx talk. I mean, those are inspiring, though, aren't they? I watch that stuff all the time. Those inspire me. I watch 1 minute Instagram videos. Thank God they're only 1 minute. And you can continue to watch more and click it if you want to. But I watch all of that to inspire me. It's kind of like to get me out of the gate quickly. But I know if I'm going to continue to run that race, it's going to be me and the man upstairs that's going to win the race. It's not going to be anybody else on YouTube or Instagram or LinkedIn that's positioning themselves as the next Messiah out there. Those are false prophets, and I would say P-R-O-F-I-T, prophet, okay? They're trying to get their hand in your pocket. They're trying to get you to believe that they are the Messiah, which is a ultra dangerous place to be on both sides of that equation. So the message today, there is power in the name of Jesus. If you're going through tough times, give it to him, all right? He never said that there wouldn't be storms. Remember that. But he also never said he would never leave you. He will always be there with you. And that's got to make you feel good, all right? Anywho, Sam Crowley, thank you so much for listening to the Everyday Saturday podcast. We'll be back better than ever tomorrow. And remember, you are one connection away from exploding your business, all right? And you've got an amazing message, an amazing message. And if I can help you harness the power of that and gain clarity with that, just get on my calendar. Go to launchwithsam.com, book a 30-minute call, and I'll call you. All right? Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.